Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
How about your Strohs? 3-0. A Minute Maid Park homer on the last strike of the game? I'll take that. I mean, they could not touch James Paxton. Didn't look like the Astros wanted to hit.
Yeah.
That may be the concerning thing is their pitching's been awesome. Even Morton yesterday, I'll take that kind of an outing from him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that you're going to win a lot of games if you get that from him.
Well, it'll come around. It's still early.
The Rockets, you know, are coming up on the playoffs. How realistic do you think they have a chance to go into the finals this year?
I think they have less of a chance this year than they did 2 years ago against the Warriors.
My concern about them going in is how the style they're playing is going to hold up in the playoffs.
It won't.
I could see them losing in the first round. I could see them getting to the conference finals, but I don't see them beating the Warriors.
They'd have to beat the Spurs and the Warriors back-to-back. I think they're both just better than the Rockets.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, well, that's some of what you missed, all available on podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Good stuff. All right. I have the latest mock draft after Pro Days. And a very interesting name for the Texans.
Okay.
But you know what? Let's do a couple calls first, and then we'll come to that. We'll let that percolate for a second and see if you can guess it on the first try. Chris, you're on the Blitz. Go.
First-time caller. I just moved here from Chicago, actually, and I've seen a lot of Jay Cutler, and I do appreciate you guys. Me and my buddy listen every day on the way to work. You guys can never be negative. I always find it positive. We guys smile. But I wanted to see what you guys' opinion or your thoughts on Jay Cutler for the Texans being. Because, I've seen him fail for so long with Chicago. It's just been horrible. Even though he never had a line. But do you think that it would be a positive move for Houston to even get the arm of Jay Cutler?
Here's what I'll say about Jay Cutler, and Jay Cutler did fail a lot in Chicago, but Chicago never addressed their offensive line. He had new coaches basically every damn year. It's really hard to get a guy any kind of a rhythm, you know, and they didn't seem willing to invest in offense after he was there, and they had Matt Forte, and he was solid for a long time. They had Alshon Jeffrey, who was solid, and that was it. I mean, they didn't know. There was no one else on offense that was even above average, really.
Yeah. I think the lack of interest in him is pretty telling.
Yeah.
There's so many other issues with
that. And I think his attitude is probably the biggest thing, and that's on him.
All right, let's try Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
Sports guy. Hey, Rockets fan here, and I just wanted to get y'all's opinion. Looks like the Rockets are going to meet the Thunder in the first round. If James Harden wins the MVP, how worried should I be of the chip on the shoulder that Russell Westbrook would have and the possibility of the Thunder upsetting our Rockets?
Here's the deal. Normally, they always vary when they give out the MVP trophy, so it's kind of weird.
I bet if those two wound up playing in the first round, they'd give it out in the first round, though.
Probably
so. To kind of keep a little bit of the mystery going.
That might be good for James, too.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to matter. Russell Westbrook is going to come to play, but I think the Rockets are better than the Thunder, and they match up well with them. I wouldn't be worried about that series. The next one, I'll be worried.
You should worry.
All right, so here's your mock draft from USA Today.
Okay.
I'll go through a couple of the top names first. The Cleveland Browns, they have taking Myles Garrett.
Okay. I wouldn't fault them. That's not my pick, but I would not fault them.
Jaguars at 4, Leonard Fournette.
Oh, okay.
How about this? The Jets at 6, O.J. Howard. Getting top 10 love.
Wow.
For a tight end. All the way down to 7, Jonathan Allen to the Chargers.
Steal of the draft.
I would say so.
Where do they have Solomon Thomas going?
Well, I'll go ahead and just give you the top 10 since.
Okay.
Garrett to the Browns, 1. Solomon Thomas to the 49ers, 2.
Okay.
Malik Hooker to the Bears, 3. For our guy who just moved here from Chicago. Fournette, Jacksonville. Tennessee, Jamal Adams, LSU.
Man, that dude's fast for his safety.
He is. The Jets, O.J. Howard at 6.
Again, I'd be surprised if Tennessee doesn't do something. Well, they have 2 picks, so maybe wide receiver, but.
Yeah,
they've got to do something.
I think they'll take a wide receiver there. Chargers, Jonathan Allen at 7. Panthers, Derek Barnett at 8. Bengals, Reuben Foster at 9.
I like him a lot, too.
Bills, Marshawn Lattimore at 10.
Okay.
Which they obviously need somebody to replace Gilmore. So that,
yeah, if he stays healthy, that's not a bad spot for them.
The Saints, they have taking the Temple linebacker, Reddick.
Hassan Reddick.
Yeah. Browns, the first quarterback off the board at 12.
Is?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay.
13, Arizona Cardinals.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't hate that for Cleveland because they already would have taken who they think is the best player available
right.
at number one.
Right. No, I think at 12 it's fine. Cardinals, Corey Davis, Western Michigan.
Corey Davis is so good.
He'd be a good pickup for them.
So good. And that's who the Titans should take with their first pick, in my opinion. But, okay.
The Eagles, they have taking Kevin King from Washington. Another really good player.
He's a big corner. Mm-hmm. He's nice. He's a nice-looking player.
Colts, Takaris McKinley from UCLA.
Okay.
16, Ravens, Mike Williams.
They need a receiver,
too.
That
seems pretty low for him, though. I kind of thought he'd go higher. 17, Washington Redskins, Jabril Peppers.
Mm, okay.
Titans at 18, John Ross.
Okay. John Ross is a burner.
Yeah.
I still think Corey Davis, to me, is the most complete receiver by far. But John Ross would be interesting. He'd be scary.
At 19, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take Garrett Bowles, Utah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's a guy that you'd like to see. And at 20, Ryan Ramczyk, Wisconsin.
That's too bad.
21, the Lions, Charles Harris.
Who picks at 20 that would have taken?
Broncos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they definitely need help.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins at 22, Gary and Conley.
So both Ohio State corners off the board, huh? All
right. At 23, the Giants, David, I don't know how to pronounce it. Joku.
David from Miami, the tight end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oakland, Jared Davis, linebacker, Florida.
Miami tight ends, historically, not bad in the NFL.
They tend to do okay. At 25, now think about the names that are still on the board. Who do you think it has your Texans taking?
Because you haven't said Deshaun Watson, I'm guessing that's the point of this exercise.
You also haven't said Cam Robinson.
Oh, that's true.
Either of which.
I would love either one of those guys.
For some reason, Cam Robinson's been dropping down boards, and I don't get it.
I like that guy.
I don't get it.
And I think he's ready to play next year.
And the guy from Forrest Lamp, the guy from Western Kentucky, that's another guy who I like him. I like the film I've seen on him. He looks pretty decent.
All right. 20.
So there's offensive linemen available.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will tell you, Forrest Lamp goes 26 to the Seahawks.
Oh, okay. And if the Seahawks are going to take him, like, that's the worst thing, to have the Seahawks picking right behind the Texans.
Yeah.
Because once the Seahawks pick their guy, I'm going to say, damn it, the Texans should have gotten that guy.
Yeah. Houston at 25, Deshaun Watson. I'd be okay with him there.
Yeah.
I really would. I think that's the one guy in this draft that might turn into something. So Seahawks at 26, Forrest Lamp. 27, the Chiefs, Marlon Humphrey. 28, the Dallas Cowboys, Tre'Davious White from LSU. It helps that secondary.
Yeah.
Packers, they have taking Dalvin Cook.
Okay. I mean, they could use a guy at running back who's, you know, not 400 pounds and is a consistent runner. I think he's good.
At 30, it has the Steelers taking Patrick Mahomes.
That seems unlikely to me.
Well, I do know that Ben at least thought about retirement this year, and they maybe need to start looking ahead. That's too high for him, in my opinion. Falcons, Taco Charlton.
More defense, huh? I don't mind that.
And 32, the Saints take the most New England Patriots pick ever with the pick they got from the New England Patriots, Christian McCaffrey.
Too high.
Too high.
I think too high, and I don't know why they would even look offense, honestly. Keep working on that defense that has been a mess.
All right. That's it.
But maybe they're looking to try to, I guess they won't have Hightower anymore. I mean, maybe they're trying to get that Reggie Bush feel, although I don't know that Reggie Bush was like so great in New Orleans that they have to get that back. Yeah, that's interesting, but that's not who I would go with.
All right, let's squeeze on Soccer Bilal real quick. What's up, Soccer B?
What's up, guys? Sports to
you.
And stuff. Question, what would bring Houston sports fan more joy? The Rockets winning, the Astros winning, or the Texans winning their respective championship?
The Texans winning,
yeah. Football.
Texans, Astros, Rockets in that order.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's the way I would.
That's the way this town works.
Yeah.
Like the town would be most excited if they had a Super Bowl caliber football team, then baseball, then basketball.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Although there are times when those two flip flop.
Those times are when the Rockets are really good and the Astros are really bad.
But if we're talking about winning a championship, how it would excite them, yeah.
Yeah,
the Astros. I can't argue with that. I'd like to, but I can't. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And we've got a lot more to get to, so don't go anywhere.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about my computer career. And over half of Americans are disgruntled employees. If you're one of those disgruntled employees, maybe you've got a crappy job, maybe you're not making enough dough, maybe you've got horrible bosses or a bad co-host, My Computer Career could be the key to you. MyComputerCareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. At My Computer Career, you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero experience, you attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. My Computer Career, it's nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. You got nothing to lose. Go take that free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu. Do it now, though, because classes start up soon. That's mycomputercareer.edu. No sign of guilt, not feeling a brand new. In a trap, trip I can't grab.
Never thought I'd be the one who slipped. I know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Let's get a phone call. Daniel, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Danny boy.
Daniel.
Yo.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on, man.
Hey, guys. I've been gone for a few weeks, but I just wanted to get your thoughts. I went to that Game of Thrones live musical orchestra
yes.
a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if anybody had a chance to ask you if you guys went.
I did not go.
I didn't either.
Well, man, you guys missed an awesome show. It just kind of recapped what's going on. I mean, what's happened through the seasons and kind of touched on the important parts, and it was awesome, man. I said, no, if you guys win, if you didn't, you missed an awesome show.
All right.
Well, it's usually not
an awesome show.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a complete dork for everything Game of Thrones, but...
not that.
Yeah, that's...
Musical turns you off?
I'm not a fan of musicals.
Me neither.
It's just not my thing. Let's try Joe, although, yeah, we'll do Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Hey. With the Texans quarterback situation, I don't understand why people keep asking who are they going to sign. It doesn't matter Kaepernick or Cutler. They're not any good. Why don't the Texans draft a quarterback in this first, second, third round, whatever, groom him, and if they don't think he's that good after the first year, draft another one. I mean, there's so many QBs that are functional that get drafted in even the mid-round. why do they keep trying to sign these retreads? Just draft some young QBs and groom them instead of overpaying for another Osweiler or Cutler who aren't any good.
Well,
what do you guys?
Well, here's the thing. Cutler, you wouldn't have. I don't think you'd have to overpay for Cutler at this point.
No, you wouldn't have to pay him anything.
But what has Bill O'Brien shown you? What gives you any confidence that he can groom a young QB? I've got no confidence in that. Zero.
Yeah, I honestly, I just have no faith in O'Brien with a veteran quarterback or a young quarterback. I think that's part of the problem. Until he shows me that he actually knows what he's doing on offense, it really doesn't matter. And I would still consider a guy like Colin Kaepernick, bringing him in at the minimum and drafting somebody and just having the best competition you can.
Yeah.
And get the best guy out there for you. And if you're going to sign a guy like Kaepernick, just run the damn ball and let him add to your running game and hope you win that way. And there's a lot of ways they can go. Now, do I know if O'Brien can run an offense like that? I'm not really sure. I have no clue. I have no faith in the guy, man. Is that wrong of me that I just have no faith in Bill O'Brien?
No, I don't either. I don't know there's nothing that would give you any faith in that.
713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know if, you know who we haven't heard from in a while who still wants to coach? A little surprised that he didn't get some interest from somebody, Les Miles. Les has said he still wants to coach. And he's just hanging around, waiting for an opportunity.
I'm surprised that he's not coaching.
Yeah.
But I also don't know that Les Miles, I don't know that what kind of job would you take if you're him? If, you know, some job in like Eastern Illinois or something like or Eastern Michigan that shows up, are you taking that job?
I think an AAC job, something like that would be.
Like Les Miles didn't fail at LSU. Les Miles just didn't meet LSU standards of their, and honestly, which are kind of unhealthy standards. Les Miles, I think would be, Les Miles should be coaching big boy football.
Yeah.
So if I'm him, I'm waiting until a reasonable job opens up and maybe throwing your name in the hat, but I don't,
you don't want to be out of it too long, though, because you get 2-3 years out. But
you also don't want to go to Tulane where you've got no chance of winning. And then,
see, though, if you go to a Tulane and you win 7-8 games a couple years in a row, then you're getting back to the big leagues.
Maybe so.
And that's really what that league is for, to develop coaches to go to big boy programs. Let's get Ruben on. What's up, Ruben?
Hey, what's going on?
Sports.
All right. And I just wanted to say one thing about OB. I was just curious on what your guys' criteria is on a good coach, because ever since he's been here, he's been, above 500? I know the division's not that great, but, I mean, it's still an accomplishment to win the division, 2 years in a row, and then what
okay,
he did with
Okay, don't hang up on this guy. Don't hang up on this guy. Ruben, here's what my expectation is. This is a guy who is supposed to be a quarterback guru. He hand-selected. He told the brass, I can win with Brian Hoyer. I can win with Ryan Mallett. I can win with Brock Osweiler. These are the quarterbacks I need to win.
Those were the options that he had.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
Brock Osweiler will make anybody look bad.
That is what Bill O'Brien asked for.
Brian Hoyer had his best year while he was here. So I think you're the bar for coaches for you guys is so high. I mean, it's like
it's not that high.
Belichick is just not good or something.
No, it's not that high. It's not that high. It's, hey, if you're a QB guru and you pick these quarterbacks, do something with them. What quarterback has he ever made better? I name the name.
You just said nobody could do anything with Brock Osweiler. You know who did? Gary Kubiak.
Yeah. Brock Osweiler was decent when he was there in Denver.
Yeah, I listen, I know there's just some fans out there that are going to just defend this guy, but if you're okay
Let
with
him
not,
defend
nine
him, it's
and
fine.
Seven every year, if you're okay with 9-7 every year,
if that's the standard, cool. Yeah. Bill O'Brien's your guy.
But in terms of play calling, in terms of clock management, I see a below average coach. and they've had a great defense, and they managed to eke out some wins in a division that, it frankly, isn't very good. And I just don't think that's good enough. I think if you're a great coach, at some point, you run off and go 12-4, even with the clowns they have at quarterback. And I don't see that happening. Yeah, somebody, Lovie Smith got fired being more successful than O'Brien ever will be after a 10-6 season.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, just whoever it is that's evaluating, somebody, they missed out on a bunch of quarterbacks in the draft. Yeah, there's a lot of guys they could have taken. Might want to know why the fans call him OB. Nicknames are reserved for good guys, not blowhards. It's not a very good nickname. But he doesn't deserve one. Like the Panther or something cool like that. He doesn't deserve a nickname. I just think this is, to me, this ought to be a put up or shut up year. They need to
absolutely
go, they need to somehow find a quarterback. They need to go 12-4 and get to an AFC championship game.
But that's we one thing we do know is ownership here is very, very patient and has proven to be patient to a fault.
I'm getting the sense that this marriage, though, is a little rocky between O'Brien and McNair. So, okay, he says apparently this guy's standard for a good coach is 9-7 every single year.
Yeah, and
if that's your standard, okay.
And that's what, I mean, hell, that's what they get in Cincinnati. I mean, that's the question. Do you want a coach who can get you to the playoffs every year but has no chance of winning a Super Bowl? Or do you want a coach who's got a chance to win a Super Bowl?
See, I would either rather have a chance to win a Super Bowl or go 6-10.
That's what I'm about.
The whole 9-7.
Yeah, either pick in the top 10 or have a shot to play in the Super Bowl. And this year, there was zero chance that team was playing in the Super Bowl. You knew that about week 4, that their quarterback play, and nobody else wanted to admit it. And it was so funny to watch the progression from preseason, the way people felt to Brock Osweiler, to week 1, 2, 3, 4, down the line, and how Texans fan would get so mad when we'd badmouth Brock Osweiler. And then eventually, like as the season wore on, you could see their patience with him start to fade. And then it was just like, this guy's horrible. And it was like, yeah, we told you that week 2, week 3, you didn't want to believe it. It was real. And you knew back in week 2 or 3, if that's the quarterback play you've got, there's zero chance this team can win a Super Bowl. Zero.
Since people are so unrealistic, what team without a franchise caliber quarterback goes 12-4 constantly? I'm not asking them to go 12-4 constantly. I'm asking them to do it once.
Yeah.
Take that big step one time. That's what I'm asking for. So we have a special guest here today who needs to come get on this microphone over here.
You're bringing him on,
I'm bringing him on, yeah.
Calling for a pinch hitter? You want me out of here?
No, you're good. Okay. You're good. But
going to the bullpen?
So usually this is where I tell you it's time to better dial Dave, but I don't have to dial Dave because Lawyer Dave is right here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Fred. How's it going? Hey, Blitzers.
So people ask me this a lot. It's like because you do personal injury, you do a great job, but if they need other stuff done, you pretty much handle everything, don't you?
Pretty much. We always take calls from people that have legal questions, and if we can't help them ourselves, we send them to somebody who can. That's part of being in this service business, of being a lawyer.
And you'll take calls from people that just, like, maybe they have a case, maybe they don't, but you'll be honest with them and tell them, right?
Absolutely. I mean, any question that anybody has in a legal nature is not a bad question. It's not a dumb question. It's just their question. And I'm glad to help them, if I can, or answer their question, regardless of what it is.
713-626-8900 is the number if you've got a question. And a lot of times, you answer that yourself, right?
Absolutely. If I'm in the office, I'm not in trial, I'll answer the questions directly, or one of my law partners will do it for me if I'm not there.
So if you've been in an accident, maybe you're in a car accident, and these guys, man, I'm telling you, Dave does a lot of stuff for me. He's a bulldog. This is the guy I want on my side. And if you're going up against an insurance company, this is the guy you want on your side. And it can be tough to focus on medical treatment while you're, you know, also dealing with these insurance companies. They've got lawyers. You need a lawyer. And that's what you do, right? You'll get in there and take care of it for them. Plus, you'll help them out with the finding medical care.
For sure we will, Fred. the insurance companies are geared towards ripping you off. You need a lawyer to represent you, fight for your rights. And that's what I do 24/7, 7 days a week. I fight for people's rights. Give me a holler, 713-626-8900, or hit me up on LawyerDave.com. I'll be glad to help you. We're based here in Houston.
That's right, Houston-based, Mestemaker and Straub. 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. You've been in an accident? You better dial Dave.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Let's get Joe on. What's up, Joe?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
Had a question about the Texans. I read an interesting article on the Monday Morning Quarterback about how the new labor agreement has adversely affected certain playing groups, as in specifically the offensive line. Now, the lack of repetitions has kind of decreased the quality of play in that particular group. And I was wondering if you think it would be better for the Texans to go out and try and draft some college kid or try and pick up someone in free agency to give whatever, you know, B+, C-minus, quarterback they get for the next season fighting chance.
I mean, the problem
I'm
going to
hang up now and try and listen.
All right, the problem with option B is that time's come and gone.
Yeah, they've all been picked over. There's nothing useful left.
There's nothing that will help them. That was their chance, and I understood why they maybe stood pat because they were hoping to get Tony Romo. It didn't happen, and if they could, I'm guessing in hindsight they would go back and they would pick up an offensive lineman in free agency if they knew they weren't going to get Tony Romo, although they probably should have done it anyway.
The only guy out there that even mildly intrigues me at tackle, and I don't even know if he's going to retire or what, is Sebastian Vollmer, but he's been hurt a lot.
Yep.
And I think he can play if he can stay healthy, but he hasn't been healthy in a long time. As far as drafting one, yeah, there's, depending on who's available there at 25, I think there's two or three tackles I'd really like to see them get. And you know, I think that's the way to go because I think a couple of those guys can play next year and would be a significant upgrade over what you have. Does Eli Manning have the chance to win another Super Bowl with the core of wide receivers he has?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think the Giants are pretty good.
I want to see.
It just depends if good Eli shows up and doesn't lead the league in turnovers.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that team this year. I really am. I think they've got a chance to be very, very good. And I do think that's interesting about the offensive line. I do think that's a factor. The less practice time, the less contact time. I also think that's affected tackling a lot.
Yep.
But, yeah, good stuff. 713-780-3776. You got about 5 minutes left to get in on the show if you want to. We'll try Mark in Baytown who has a question. What's up, Mark?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Is there a chance that you think Tony Romo was just saying that he was going to retire so Jerry Jones would release him, and then once he's released, he can pick and choose his teams? I'll hang up and listen.
No, there's stipulations to it,
yeah.
And it's not as simple as that. So, no, I think Jerry Jones and Tony Romo have a healthy respect for each other, and I don't think he would have screwed him over, for lack of a better term.
No, and I really believe that if something happens to Dak and he's not playing well, I think he would want to go back to the Cowboys. I think he wants to retire a Cowboy, and maybe that opportunity comes up. Let's try Tony.
Sports guys, how are you?
Doing sports.
Good. Just wanted to ask, given the lack of a free agency moves or lack of getting a top-tier quarterback in the offseason, hypothetically speaking, if the Texans went like 4-12 next season, or 2-14, or just had a below average season, do you see any action in the front office happening next off season, perhaps, or even head coach?
If they go 2-14 this season, I think Bill O'Brien's fired.
Yeah.
If they go 4-12, I think he's fired.
But I think he's asking about Rick Smith.
I don't think so.
No, and I know he's kind of a lightning rod here, but the reality is he's put together a pretty good roster.
Yes.
Every place except for really two. And you know, I don't know how much of it's...
But realistically, just like, and fair or not, if you can never come up with a quarterback,
You never win.
So you never win. So building a good 21-man roster isn't good enough. You got to have 22, and that one is the most important. Really, you don't even need 21. You just have to have that one that they don't have.
Your Astros lineup tonight might be the weakest one they've trotted out yet. Springer first, Gonzalez batting second, Altuve third, Correa cleanup, Beltran fifth, Gurriel sixth, McCann seventh, Mariznick eighth, Aoki ninth.
Mm.
So anytime Mariznick's in the lineup.
Altuve's been a bum so far. In the first series, I know, because he's on my fantasy team. He's like the only guy not hitting at all.
He'll heat up. He'll be hitting 400 next week. Dan,
hurry up.
Dan, you're on the Blitz. Go. And no, you're not. Let's do Ron. What's up, Ron?
Sports gentlemen. I want to ask a question about Jerry Jones. I respect his – I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I respect his business acumen. I was wondering, what do you think the possibility is that the whole Tony Romo hostage thing was like a ploy just to make sure the other teams were wasting their time not picking up people in the free agency period? Just maybe him and Romo knew from the get-go that he wasn't going to sign with anybody, but it was more of a move to make sure that no one was making any free agency moves.
I don't know how that would affect the Cowboys, because the teams that we're looking at him are in the other league. I think people are trying to read too many conspiracies into this thing. And the reality is, the Cowboys didn't have to do anything until they did. So there was no reason to rush into it and see if somebody would trade for him if he wanted to play. And then he weighed his options and thought this was the best one. I don't really see the need to create a conspiracy theory over this. It's pretty simple. And I think he'll do a great job. And we'll see. So 281 said, I wouldn't be too thrilled if I bought tickets to tonight's Stros game. Well, you and about 5,000 other people did. 13 innings probably has something to do with why the lineup looks the way it does tonight. That's true. That is true.
But honestly, you're seeing Altuve and Correa. What else do you want?
Yeah, I mean, those are the guys. And Springer, who everybody loves. Everybody loves him some George Springer. All right. 713-780-ESPN. We got a little Hoffman on Hollywood coming up next.
We certainly do. But first, Fred, I've got to give you the solution. The Allied Outdoor Solution. You see how you like that? Guys, seasons are changing. We're wanting to spend more time outdoors. The weather was beautiful today. But maybe you've got an old grayed-out patio or a cracked-up driveway or a faded pool deck. You don't want to hang out there? Let the guys at Allied take care of you. They've got carved stone overlay, which will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build it from the ground up, from a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of. They'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can save you money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Yo, Chief, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Kenny Hop.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas. Coming up next, saw those guys out there in the bullpen getting warmed up. Before we get to Hoffman on Hollywood, this is pretty much the flamethrower text.
Oh, boy.
O'Brien sucks, period. He's not likable. He reeks of mediocrity. He seems unwilling to adapt or change anything. He's full of bleep anytime he speaks to the media like he thinks we're all dumbasses and can't see through his BS. That is all.
I mean,
he pretty much touched all the bases there.
Those are honestly not they're not horrible takes. No. I must say, normally I'm like, wow, that's a little harsh. Yeah. But I'm not going to argue with anything he said.
When you said flamethrower text, I thought it was going to be like flamethrowing us.
I'm ignoring those today. They got enough run the other day. They don't get any run today. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with Daniel Craig. You remember when Daniel Craig said I would rather slit my wrist, slash my wrist, than play Bond again. You remember that?
Yes.
Scratch that. he's just about been persuaded to make one more movie by Bond producer Barbara Broccoli. She also produced the Broadway revival of Othello, which Craig debuted in last December. And Daniel was very pleased with how Othello went and the great reviews. Now his talks with Barbara are going in the right direction. They have a script. And they're planning to go in production as soon as Daniel's ready to commit. And it sounds more and more like Daniel is ready to commit. I feel like this is a good move for him.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know who Daniel Craig was before Bond. And I think he's pretty good at being Bond.
Yeah, I like him as Bond. I really do.
So, I don't know. And then there's been rumors that Tom Hardy is being looked at as the next Bond after Daniel Craig hangs it up.
So, did you see...
And the next Bond film could be directed by Christopher Nolan. Would that do anything for you?
That would do something. I love Christopher Nolan. He's one of my favorite directors.
Did you see who was the front runner before this announcement?
Wasn't it Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston. And apparently,
he's a giant pain in the ass.
No, his speech at the Golden Globes where he was talking about, I forgot what he was talking about. I think he was talking about like relief in Africa. Apparently that coupled with him dating Taylor Swift. The studio was like, no, I think we need a tough guy. And I think he's kind of on the skinny side.
Yeah,
he was a guy in The Night Manager, right?
I don't know.
I think that's him.
Yeah, I think if it is.
Well, it's Thor. I mean, not Thor, Loki. The guy that plays Loki.
Skinny.
Yeah. Apparently, he originally tried out for Thor and put on 15 pounds extra, I think. There's an audition tape of him going out for Thor, and they said they really liked his acting, and they said, you might be a better Loki.
Yeah.
So he slimmed down 20 pounds.
And you could drop 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, Night Manager, he was in that too. So,
have you heard this stuff about Mel B? From the Spice Girls and from America's Got Talent.
No.
She's going through a divorce, and she claims all kinds of abuse, including him forcing her to partake in threesomes and videotaping them, and then blackmailing her with the release of said videotapes so she would do more threesomes. And now, I guess, like, the random chicks that they've been in threesomes with are... they're worried that the sex tapes are going to come out.
Oh, man.
So,
what a scuzzball.
Yeah, so it's not known whether the partners involved in the couple's threesomes knew they were being filmed, but it's thought that lawyers have assured clients that anyone releasing the footage would face huge damages based on recent similar cases. They married in 2007, but Mel filed for divorce on March 20th. They split in December of last year. Kim Kardashian has released a pool float shaped like her ass.
That's a big float.
Yep. Didn't know that was something that was needed. It's $98. and you can float around on Kim's ass. That's all I have to say about that. And finally, the last story I had today. A-Rod may be looking to add another ring to his collection because he's apparently discussing marriage with Jennifer Lopez. They haven't been together for that long, 5 months, and they didn't go public until early March. But they are apparently inseparable. He calls her an amazing, amazing girl, one of the smartest human beings I've ever met, and also an incredible mother. Wow. Lopez also hung out with Alex's sister last month, so the couples look like they've already got family approval if wedding bells were to ring. Rodriguez was married to Cynthia Skirtis for 6 years before they split in 2008 amid an ugly alimony battle. And Lopez has been married 3 times to some guy you never heard of, Chris Judd and Mark Anthony. So...
some guy you've never heard of.
Yeah, his name's like Ojani Noah. You heard of him?
No.
I knew it. And that's how I've been on Hollywood, guys.
See, one of the Noah tennis family guys?
No, it's N-O-A, no oh. H. No, it's not Joe Kim's brother.
Who spells it like that?
I don't know.
Parents.
J-Lo's ex-husband.
Yeah. All right. Well, really good Hoffman on Hollywood. Got anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, John.
I did have one more sports-related story.
Yeah.
Kelvin Gastelum, who was supposed to fight Anderson Silva at UFC 212. Good thing I didn't say 90% about one of those fights falling off because Kelvin Gastelum has been flagged by USADA and pulled from the Anderson Silva bout. Supposedly, they're hoping to keep Anderson Silva on the card still. It's in June, so they've got a little bit of time, June 3rd, and it's in Rio. Gastelum flagged by USADA for, drum roll please,
PEDs.
Marijuana.
Wow. God, stop that. If you saw this ESPN story, I guess they're replacing Sage Steele with Michelle Beadle on NBA Countdown.
Why'd they get rid of Sage Steele? Do we know?
It doesn't say. Apparently the John Skipper had to come out and defend her. He said, Sage has done a wonderful job for us in a number of important roles. As previously announced, her SportsCenter presence has grown. And this week alone, she has led our coverage of the men's Final Four and Masters. She definitely has a bright long-term future at ESPN and my complete support. I don't watch NBA Countdown, but it does seem like a step back. I like her. I think she does a pretty good job.
You know who I don't like? Michelle Beadle.
No, I don't like Michelle Beadle either.
A lot of people are speculating that her post about LAX... That one, when they were protesting at LAX and she couldn't get to her flight on time, that Instagram post had to do with a little bit of it. And if you search Sage Steele on Twitter, not a lot of love for Miss Steele. Oh, there's really? A lot of hate out there for her. And I think she said this in a recent conference that a lot of the racism that she gets is from black people.
Because she's not black enough?
I don't know.
She's got that Russell Wilson syndrome.
I don't know.
And Nick says they got tired of her political takes.
Okay.
Well,
which way does she lean politically?
To the right.
Suddenly it makes sense. Yeah, A32 says because she's a conservative black person.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir?
Weren't we supposed to tell people about Pro Flowers,
yes.
Yeah, so why don't we tell
That's
people?
That's on me.
That's okay. I got your back. And Pro Flowers has got your back, especially if you can't remember dates and you mess up like I do all the time. Birthdays, anniversaries. Pro Flowers is just, they got you covered. It's never going to happen again. They've just launched their brand new Pro Gifter service. This is the easiest, fail-proof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses or the same, up to a year in advance. So if you're like me and you procrastinate or forget that anniversary or birthday, this is a service for you. 3 bouquets with bases and free shipping, all for $99.
And, Fred, I think we should commemorate this day because today was the day that Tim Tebow hit a home run in single-A ball.
Oh, my.
Over the fence. Yep,
oh, my.
He did it. So if you want to send him flowers, the Pro Flowers, the Pro Gifter service is the way to go. So you can send Tebow flowers 1 year from today to commemorate this fine event. They make the best flowers. You're talking about a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. They're all passing the quality checklist. And you know they're going to look great. You can think of these occasions that you got to send flowers for. lock them in now and save $70, by the way, when you do it. Go to proflowers.com, look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage, pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's it. It's Pro Flowers, proflowers.com. Where I came from, don't be fooled by the locks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. ESPN 97.5.